Be still and know. The lack of good judgment accounts for many of the sad and tragic breakdowns in life. Indeed, it is the cause of many defeats and failures. One may be well developed in every other respect. He may possess a great store of information and a rare knowledge of facts and affairs. He may be well trained for his job, industrious, and have the highest aims and purpose, and yet be deficient in judgment. What is the remedy? If a man lacks the sense of good judgment, can it be acquired? It can, declares author and commentator John R. Gunn. In fact, he continues, this is the only way anybody ever comes to possess it. No one was ever born with it. It has to be acquired by all. Of course, all men are not endowed with an equal capacity for learning, but every man, according to his capacity, can learn good judgment in the same proportion as he learns other things. The trouble is, there are too many who pay no attention to the matter of cultivating and developing their judgment. They're attentive enough to the education of their other senses, but for the sense of judgment, they depend upon chance. The man who studies the results of his decisions will learn judgment. He'll be wiser in his decision the next time he faces a similar problem. The impulsive man can learn to restrain his snap judgments until wiser thought can guide him. As in everything else, men can grow in the wisdom of their judgments if they try. It's the same way with the growth of faith. You are not born with a strong faith or knowledge of the will of God for your life. You learn it by reading His Word and by prayer. And as God guides you, then true wisdom, wise judgment, is yours. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Psalms. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.